It is What's Next, Neil Atkinson and Paul Cope, working through what's next for football, or what should be next for football. It does seem a little bit as though there are briefings going on at the moment. We're going to try and sort of ignore that up to a point, because what we're trying to pull together here is the possibility of what could be done and an acknowledgement of the circumstance, rather than deal with the real world notion of secret things being said off the record to different journalists at different times. If you want that, you can get it elsewhere, I'm sure, on the Anfield Wrap. What we're going to do instead is talk about what football should be doing and thinking, Paul. And we've, broadly speaking, covered 1920. There's a few bits and pieces that come out the end of it that we want to bring forward and continue to bring forward into our further conversations. But we were sort of, you know, broadly speaking, agreed that there is a direction of travel and that it engages with the reality of what this virus is likely to be in the relative short term. And today we're going to move on into the medium term.
Yeah, and it's interesting, actually, because as I think about the medium term, it's almost more challenging than solving what we've got right now. Because when we talk about solving the current predicament, the current challenge, we know what the parameters are around it at the moment. Mm. We know what the parameters are going to be pretty much for the next 2 months. But when you start looking into the future, there's loads of uncertainty about what that is. We're just chatting before we started recording about even noises coming out of governments now, Nicola Sturgeon this morning, as we record this. And different governments will have different ideas. Even within the United Kingdom, the leaders of different countries will have different ideas of what's next. Chatting to a mate in America the other day about the different states are going to have different ideas of what's next. So there's going to be a load of uncertainty about how we as a country, as a nation, deals with this whole thing going forward. And that obviously makes planning anything, including football, really difficult.